We talk in our day and time, big to-do about voting. Some states want to have proper ID, proper identification, driver's license, something before you vote, which is important. And almost anywhere that you go anymore, people want to know if you write a check, can I have some ID, all that kind of stuff. But what I wanted to talk about this morning is our Christian identity. If we ever had to go to a court of law and we were charged as being a Christian, would we be convicted? Think about that. So, in Luke's Gospel, chapter 4, New Living Translation, talks about the temptation of Jesus. Now, this is just right after he was baptized. He was there still where John the Baptist was. And eventually he decided that he needed to wander off in prayer to make sure that what the Father wanted him to do, he could do. Verse 1 through 13. Then Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan River, and he was led by the Spirit to go out into the wilderness. Now that wasn't the evil spirit, that was God's Spirit leading him out into the wilderness. That's where the devil tempted him for 40 days. He ate nothing all at the time and was very hungry. So the devil, as I said, will play tricks on your mind. He can't read your mind, but he can certainly do some convincing things by putting all kinds of crazy thoughts in your head. So then the devil said to him being Jesus, if you are the Son of God, change this stone into a loaf of bread. But Jesus told him, no. The scriptures say people need more than bread for their life. Then the devil took him up and revealed to him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Then the devil told him, I will give you the glory of these kingdoms and authority over them, because they are mine to give to anyone. The scriptures say that the devil is the God of this world, so to speak. Not the spiritual world, but the God of this world. And that's what he was telling Jesus. These kingdoms are mine to give. And I will give it all to you if you will bow down and worship me. Jesus replied, the scriptures say you must worship the Lord thy God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind. And then the devil took him into Jerusalem to the highest point of the temple and said, if you are the Son of God, jump off, for the scriptures say he orders his angels to protect and guard you, and they will keep hold of you with their hands to keep you from striking your foot on a stone. Jesus responded, the scriptures also say, do not test the Lord thy God. And when the devil had finished tempting Jesus, he left him until the next opportunity. Jesus, God manifested in the flesh, come into this world as a little baby, grew in wisdom and stature, was raised in a Jewish family, and when God revealed his ministry to the world, that's when Satan started to get worried, so to speak. So Jesus was tempted all the way through his ministry, sometimes with the rabbis, sometimes with the old devil himself. There is a literal devil. So I use that scripture to think about some things. Now I'm going to make some, as I did when I did that 8-week series, and I talk about you and I talk about me, and when I talk about you and I talk about me, I'm talking about we. So the personal pronoun sometimes, if I say you, and I, and me, I'm not criticizing you. I'm just trying to make a point. So,